This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Welcome back, folks. Entergy New Orleans hosted a community walk down in District E. Down in the lower nine, they were surveying and looking at infrastructure to improve service reliability. And here to talk to us about it is Nika Scott, Entergy New Orleans VP of Customer Service. Nika, welcome to the show.
Hi, Noel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? So you guys went out at 8:30 this morning. I think y'all just wrapped it up 7 or 8 minutes ago. And what did we find?
Yeah, we did. So you know, we do these things just to connect more with our community, and we're intentional about it. We look at our customer service team, meets with our reliability team, and looks to see if there are certain areas in a district that we need to give a little attention to. Maybe they've had an outage lately that they probably shouldn't have. And so we picked these areas, and this morning we were in the lower nine between like St. Claude and the river. Around Royal, Dauphine, Betts, Domino, we walked about 8 or 9 square blocks. We saw some roosters, some dogs, lots of customers. It was a beautiful morning to walk. We found a couple of wires that we were repairing, a little bit of tree trimming that we're gonna go back and look at. And those are the kind of things we look for. We look for leaning poles. Didn't see any of that this morning. We look for damaged cross arms. Didn't see anything like that this morning. But those are kind of the things that we look for when we're doing these walk downs.
Was this the first one that y'all have done this year as you embark on this, or have y'all been in other areas already?
Actually, this is our final one for the year. We started, we started earlier in the year. Probably it was in the heat of the summer. It was really hot, so it was in August. And we started in District B, and District E was our final one. And we're gonna keep doing it, but this is the last one of the year.
And were council members out there as y'all visited these areas? Who would we see out there walking around on, during this walk down?
Sure. So all of our customer service managers usually participate, even if they're not assigned to that particular district. This district was District D. It's Annie Bayham's district. She's our customer service manager there. We let the council members know. A lot of their staff have participated in the walk downs with us. We didn't have anyone there with us today. I don't believe that District E could make it, but they're always engaged with us. So we had that team with us. We had our reliability team, our operations team, the guys that actually do the work. We had lots of line workers with us this morning. And we had our Energy Smart team. So we were, you know, the customer service team and the Energy Smart team. We were going door to door. We were leaving door hangers to let people know we were in the area. If we saw customers out, we stopped and talked to them. And we left them information and gave them information about joining and calling us about our Energy Smart program to help do energy efficiency work on the houses down there.
And, Nika, as y'all pick areas out geographically, I have to imagine that one of the considerations, y'all have the history of, you know, power outages that you look at, right?
Yeah, we do, especially if it's non-storm related, you know, or that sort of thing. Because if there's something going on, if you've had an outage or two, that's a little bit more than you would expect. We want to make sure we address that. So that's exactly why we look at the areas we do.
And are there reports generated that go back to the council? I know there's a lot of interaction between Entergy New Orleans and the council as the regulator as to some of the findings and outcomes of these walkdowns.
Yeah, so we file a quarterly reliability report, an official report every quarter with the council. But we also, once we do the walk down, we do go back to each council member and say, this is kind of what we found. And then we go back to them and say, this has all been repaired, just to make sure that they know that we've repaired and addressed the issues that we found.
What has been the reaction of the neighbors?
I think it's positive. I think, generally, people just want to see you out in their community. And I think they appreciate that we're there because, after COVID hit, we kind of had to kind of shut all that down. And when we started working on our resilience plan and our Operation Gridiron campaign last year, we did, I don't know how many town hall meetings. We had great turnout. And so we believe that people just want to be communicated with and educated. And we've had really positive response from the neighborhoods that we've been in.
Anika, I run into you guys every now and again, and don't take this the wrong way, but I hope that I don't have to talk to you all this weekend.
Me too. I hope I don't have to talk to you either.
I don't want to see you, Anika.
We're monitoring. I love you, Noel, but I don't want to talk about a storm. We are monitoring the storm. I have a weather call this afternoon, and I'm hoping it's going to be, very good news. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention. You talking about it with my breakfast group this morning. I said, "Are you kidding me? That thing's coming." I'm so focused on the election and looking at that, I wasn't even thinking about this storm. I said, "That's the last thing I need this week." We're trying to get behind, getting beyond the election, and then a storm's looming out there. It's like, no, I don't need to have any part of that for sure.
You're right, but it just goes to show. Hurricane season is not over till the end of the month. Usually this time of year we're coasting. We think we can anyway. But it's just, another example of we continue to get storms. They continue to get stronger. Hopefully this one will be fine. But, we're going to wait and see. I'll know a little bit more this afternoon.
Absolutely. Final thoughts.
Look, go vote. It's a bright people fought for. So go out and vote, no matter your preference. But just vote. And thanks for having us on to share a little bit about what we do in our communities every day.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you. I don't want to see you this weekend, so make those plans.
Go somewhere. Me too.
That's Anika Scott, Entergy New Orleans VP of Customer Service, talking about the walk down in Council District E in the Lower Nine. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.